AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden travels to Alabama tomorrow to tour a Lockheed Martin plant that makes Javelin anti-tank weapons, playing a crucial role in Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden will note the needs for both Ukraine and the U.S. military,
highlighting the urgency of the request to Congress to pass funding quickly to help Ukraine continue to succeed against Russian aggression and to make sure that the United States and our allies can replenish our own stocks of weapons.
Special grand jury has been formed as part of the investigation into the alleged effort to influence a 2020 election in Georgia.
Fulton County's top prosecutor took the unusual step of asking for a special grand jury to help an existing investigation, saying it would be able to subpoena people who otherwise refuse to cooperate. Among other things, she's looking into Trump's call in early 2021 with Georgia's Secretary of State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
As Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney started the selection process,
it's important that the grand jury be comprised of individuals who bring an open mind.
He said the 26 people picked for the grand jury would investigate and make recommendations on whether to seek a regular grand jury indictment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has asked three more House Republicans to voluntarily appear before the panel. Letters went to Mo Brooks of Alabama, Arizona's Andy Biggs, and Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson. A retired New York City police officer could get 20 years in prison after being convicted of assaulting a police officer and five other charges for his actions on January 6, 2021. It took the jury less than 3 hours to reject a self-defense claim and convict Thomas Webster. Police body cam video show Webster attacking the Washington Metro officer. This is AP News. A judge rules that the Tulsa race massacre lawsuit can't proceed in Oklahoma State Court.
A lawsuit seeking reparations for survivors and descendants of victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre can proceed. Tulsa County District Judge Caroline Wall issued the ruling Monday, bringing new hope for some measure of justice from the racist rampage in which an angry white mob killed hundreds of black residents and destroyed what had been the most prosperous black business district in the United States. Civil rights attorney DeMario Solomon Simmons filed the lawsuit in 2020 under Oklahoma's public nuisance law. Solomon Simmons said, a quick decision is critical for living survivors. Leslie Benningfield Randall, who's 107, Viola Fletcher, who's also 107, and 101-year-old Hugh Van Ellis. I'm Mike Rossia.
Wind-driven flames from a massive wildfire are nearing Las Vegas, a town of 13,000 in northeastern New Mexico. Evacuations ordered in several smaller towns and villages. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.